time to talk to Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good to be with you again. Thank you.
I see. I'm looking at some of the things you got on your agenda here. You're going to help out teachers with out-of-the-pocket classroom expenses, possibly? Tell me about this and why what idea came from here.
I think if you don't know a teacher, if you have a teacher in your family or don't know, have good friends that are teachers, you don't think about how much they typically spend out of pocket in their classrooms for their students, and they can get a small tax deduction, $250 a year. We are going to expand that bipartisan bill to $1,000, and then we'll fix it to increase on inflation every year. It's simply teachers aren't paid enough, in Lorain or Leary or Amherst or Avon or Avon Lake or Ridgeville or anywhere. Black River, but we at least can do this to make their lives a little bit easier and their finances a little bit better. Not a major thing, but it will matter in the lives of some teachers.
Yeah, you realize how much sometimes they'll reach into their pocket if they find a child that is in need. It's kind of what they do. They want to help the kids in any way they can, and sometimes this goes beyond just teaching what's on the
Yeah, and sometimes it's just buying stuff for their classroom. And then school districts, we have a state government that doesn't fund education very well. They'd rather do tax cuts for rich people than invest in public schools. And so teachers don't get paid enough and don't get the kind of expenses covered that public education should. But we can do something. That's mostly done on the state and local level. We can do something in Washington to make their lives a bit better.
Speaking of education, I know you were visiting NASA Glenn for their STEM Aviation Day recently. What was that like to see some of that technology and even robots and learn about the sort of that future?
Yeah, it's a little humbling to talk to somebody 25 years old, and that's really really skilled in aeronautical engineering or skilled in computers and at a level that I really don't entirely understand, putting it mildly. But it was fun to see that just the energy. One college kid I was talking to is just so many of these kids and their senior peers are doing great things. And there are only 10 NASA facilities in the country. Cleveland has one of them on the west side near the airport, NASA Glenn. It's important for jobs and job growth in greater Cleveland. It obviously extends into Lorain County and beyond. On the other side of Lorain County from Cleveland is Plum Brook. It used to be called Plum Brook. Now it's Armstrong. And it's a testing facility for it. It's connected to NASA. We have great opportunity, and we're finally paying attention to Ohio. Really is an aerospace state. We have NASA Glenn. We have air bases in Youngstown, Mansfield, Ravenna, and Dayton, and Springfield. And we have Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton. We have the biggest manufacturer of jet engines, GE Aviation, in Cincinnati, testing facility in Peebles, east of there. We have Battelle. We have really good aeronautics colleges. So we are increasingly recognized as a major aerospace state. There's a lot of jobs that come out of that.
Talking this morning to Senator Sherrod Brown, I guess if you go to the pharmacy and you have any prescriptions, sometimes you know the cost on it, but there's going to be some reductions related to the Inflation Reduction Act. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you remember, and a lot of your listeners perhaps were on these trips. When I was a congressman representing Lorain, we used to take bus trips. We'd meet in Elyria, drive to Windsor across the river from Detroit, and people would bring their prescriptions. We cleared ahead of time with the pharmacies and doctors, and they would get their prescriptions, same drug, same dosage, same packaging, for half as much as they did in the United States. Why? Because the Canadians negotiated the drug prices directly with the drug company. So this legislation means a cap on insulin for people in diabetes at $35 a month, a cap on out-of-pocket expenses of $2,000 per year, so no senior spending more than that, and then listing 10 commonly used drugs that the government will negotiate the price. And it will mean some of these drugs will cost half what they do now, and you know how effective it will be, because within literally hours, the drug companies had brought suit against this program, against this new initiative. It's law now, but they brought suit. They're using their $1,000-an-hour lawyers to fight. We're going to win on this because it's the right thing to do. The drug companies don't lose very often. They don't like it when they lose, but they still make billions of dollars a year. They spend more on advertising than they do on research and development, and maybe they ought to change those priorities a little bit, but they're not going to make quite the profits they used to make, because finally this Congress stood up to the drug companies.
All right. Before I let you go, your Guardians, how are you feeling about them this season and the fact that Terry Francona might not be with them anymore? I know sometimes you... What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mourn Francona's leaving because he's a really good manager. I think the team, for whatever reason, I think the owners gave up. First place at the All-Star game break by half a game, and they started trading people. I think it's about the finances. This is a really profitable team with all the new things they're doing on gambling and putting a marathon patch on their left sleeve and all the ways that they're making money hand over fist, and then they start selling players. And I think, man, I don't know what management was thinking because they should be in the pennant race. They shouldn't be six games out like they are now.
Yeah, well, it's still month of September. We can keep our fingers crossed, and maybe the Twins will hit some skids, but it doesn't look that way as well.
No, they got to hit. They got to do more than skids. They got to hit a brick wall, but we shall see.
Yep.
Well, all right, thanks. Always fun to talk baseball.
Great. Thanks very much, Sherrod. Appreciate your time this morning. Great. Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning, as he does every once in a while, here on the WEOL Morning Show.